I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. Efforts to stem the tide of heroin overdoses in Connecticut could get more difficult if a powerful new heroin additive makes its way to the state. W18, as it's called, has turned up in Maine and is responsible for a spate of recent overdoses in Massachusetts. W18 is a synthetic drug that toxicologists say is 100 times more powerful than fentanyl and 10,000 times more powerful than morphine. It was among several pain-relieving compounds invented by Canadian doctors in the 1980s. The drug was never intended for humans, never tested in humans, and is not regulated by the U.S. government. W18-laced heroin was recently discovered in Maine, and just last weekend in Massachusetts, 8 overdoses, 2 of which were fatal, were attributed to W18. But has it come to Connecticut?
If it truly is in Maine, then I think it is in Connecticut.
Dr. J. Craig Allen is the medical director of Rushford, a substance abuse and addiction treatment provider.
There may be deaths that have been attributed to heroin that were due to this substance being mixed in with the heroin. We won't know that until the chief medical examiner's office sends the substances out and it gets a report back. That can take, you know, weeks.
Dr. Allen says, tragically, the potency of W18 will compel addicts to try the deadly new heroin.
Your brain is telling you need to get this high. You want to experience this high that you experienced once before. The scary part of all this is an addicted brain will go that direction like a moth to the fire.
Even though people around them are dying?
Yeah.
W18 has also been reported in Pennsylvania and Florida. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.